Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Lauder Podcast. Since its inception, the Lauder Institute has offered students customized language and cultural training in one of 9 language tracks. Starting in May 2013, Lauder will offer a new global program for multilingual students. I'm joined today by Professor Mauro Guillen, director of the Lauder Institute, to discuss this new global program. Thank you for coming today, Professor. Before we discuss the details of this new program, would you explain how the idea for a global track started?
I'd be happy to do so. We started thinking about the global program about 2 years ago. We've been noticing that companies increasingly need managers with a global perspective and managers who are in a position to operate across regions in the world. It is still relevant to be effective, let's say, in China or in Latin America or in the Middle East. But increasingly, companies are looking for people who can adapt very quickly to different parts of the world.
So speaking of skills that companies are looking for, what skills and background should a prospective student for the global program have before coming to Lauder?
Well, we're expecting prospective students for the global program to be very international, very cosmopolitan, to know a couple of regions in the world, to speak several languages. We want them to be citizens of the world in the broadest sense of that term. We want them to be very ambitious. We want them to be interested in pursuing a global career that takes them to many different parts of the world. So we've been attracting that type of student for the last 25 or 30 years already. But we want to take this one step further. We want these prospective students to be interested in understanding the complexities and the interconnections in the global economy as a way of becoming more effective in a managerial job.
You mentioned that students should speak multiple languages. Is there a specific number that an individual should have before coming to the program?
Well, we are expecting people, of course, to know English. That is an absolute requirement for both the Wharton MBA or the JD from the law school, and the Lauder Institute's Master of Arts in International Studies. But we're also expecting prospective students for the global program to be nearly proficient in 2 other languages, which could include their mother tongue. So once again, we are looking for very unique individuals with a very, large amount of international experience and with the ability to communicate in several languages.
How will language skills be assessed?
We're going to be asking every applicant for the global program to take the oral proficiency interview, the OPI, in at least 2 languages besides English. At the minimum, they should submit their scores for the OPI in 2 languages other than English. Now, if they speak a 3rd or a 4th language very well, they should also test in that language.
So those requirements are very similar to what's expected of the other language tracks.
Absolutely. So for our existing programs within the Lauder Institute, we're asking everybody to take the OPI in 1 language, not English again. But for the global program, we're asking people to take the OPI in 2 languages other than English.
Okay. Well, shifting gears a little bit, of course, all Lauder students take certain classes together, like your International Political Economy course, in addition to the respective language courses for each program. Will there be certain classes open to Global Track students instead of a language class?
Yes, so the students in the global program, and we're anticipating maybe 6 or 8 or 10 students in this program out of the 70 or so that comprise the overall Lauder program. We're expecting them to take all of the required classes together with the rest of the Lauder students. That would include international political economy, that would include global economic history, that would include, of course, undertaking the research project together with other students. That would include all of those common requirements. Now, instead of taking language classes like our existing students do, for example, they take Chinese or they take Spanish or they take Arabic, the global program students will take specialized courses on subject matters that are useful for operating in the global economy. So these would include cross-cultural negotiations, cross-cultural communication, international economics, diplomacy, international law. So essentially all of those subjects that will help them better understand the complexities and the interconnections in the world. And in so doing, they will be in a better position to be effective managers across regions in the world.
And those classes would be unique to the global program.
Absolutely. We will develop the content for those classes. And we will, of course, have our own faculty teaching those classes. Once again, cross-cultural communications or cross-cultural negotiations or diplomacy or international law.
Those sound like really great classes. One unique part of the Lauder program is the summer immersion trip that takes place in the summer before the fall semester when those courses start. Will Global Track students take part in a summer immersion trip?
Yes, absolutely. So we will design a special summer immersion, 2-month summer immersion for the Global Program students. And that unlike the other programs, these students will not be in just one or two locations during summer immersion where their language is spoken. They will start the summer immersion in New York and Washington, D.C., visiting with international agencies, multinational corporations, and also government officials. And then they will take a grand tour around the world. They will go to Beijing, they will go to Mumbai, they will probably go to Abu Dhabi, And this trip around the world will end in London. In each of these locations, they will have 3 hours of classroom instruction in the morning, and then they will have 3 hours of corporate or government visits in the afternoon.
So very similar then to the other language tracks in terms of corporate visits, classroom instruction, but obviously without the language component then.
Exactly. So in the morning, the students in the Chinese program or the students in the Spanish program take language classes in location. So they will be in Colombia and Spain in the case of the Spanish program, or there will be in China, in Beijing, in the case of the Chinese program. The global program students in the morning will be taking classes that have to do with the economic or political or social aspects of the countries in which those classes will be taking place.
In terms of the language skills that a global program applicant would be bringing, do they have to be one of the other languages offered by the Lauder Institute?
Not necessarily. So somebody, let's say, could apply for the global program with a high level of proficiency, let's say, in Italian, and for example, Swahili, right, which is the East African language. Or it could be, a combination of languages that includes at least one language that we currently cover at the Lauder Institute, one of the 9 languages. If that's the case, of course, it might be a plus, of course, because it would be easier for the global program student to interact with at least some of the students in our other programs. But it is not a requirement. We would be thrilled to admit into the global program somebody who, in addition to English, speaks 2 other languages that are currently not represented within the Lauder program.
I would think that regardless of the specific language, those skills would certainly be an asset for the Global Knowledge Lab projects, the capstone project that Lauder students work on across language programs?
Absolutely. So once again, we are here at the Lauder Institute interested in putting together a class every year of about 70 students that is diverse from all points of view, from the points of view of national origin, educational background, socioeconomic characteristics, and so on and so forth. But we're also looking for diversity in terms of the cultural background and the linguistic background of our students. And I'm not going to say that, we want to have, on the program, 70 students who speak 70 different languages. But we do want to attract bright individuals who are knowledgeable, who have lots of experience about parts of the world that we currently don't cover in the program. I think that will enrich the program, that will benefit everybody on the program. And we are always looking for people with unique skills and unique experiences.
Before we close, do you have any advice for students considering the global track?
Well, sure. Number one is, you know, if you are one of the citizens of the world, if you are somebody who already speaks, you know, two languages in addition to English, if you are somebody who is interested in pursuing an international career in business or in the law, you know, consider the global program at the Lauder Institute. We will provide you with a set of skills that you will find useful when pursuing that type of a career. We will help you become a better negotiator in a cross-cultural context. We will help you become a better communicator in a cross-cultural context. We will help you understand the intricacies of international economics and how the global economy works. We will help you understand, you know, the nature of diplomatic tensions in the world and how they can be resolved. We will help you, in other words, understand the contemporary global economy in the context of, you know, a rapidly changing world in terms of demography, in terms of politics, in terms of social issues.
All right. Well, I think that's some valuable insight about this new program. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you for asking me these very important questions about our global program.
And thank you for listening to this episode of the Lauder Podcast. For more information about the Lauder Institute or to apply, visit our website at lauderinstitute.org.